Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hello, my name is Eugene, and I live in Vilnius, Lithuania. So it's in Europe, near the Sweden and Poland. You can find us.
Awesome. And what do you do for a living?
I run a software development company. It's a small one. Plus, we run our startup with a product called SpectroTime. Time tracking automation system.
Awesome. So how did you get into the software development space in the first place?
Oh yeah, it was from childhood. I was keen about the computers, computer games. Later on, I came into design, worked as a front-end developer for quite a long time. Later on, moved as a team lead, working on several startups. And now I'm here.
Awesome. So in terms of like the time tracking software, right, was it more of like, did you create this software because you were solving a problem for yourself? Like you had employees that you felt were not being super efficient? Like what gave you the idea to actually create that product?
I had this idea for quite a long time. And in the beginning of my career, suffered from procrastination, especially when I worked as a freelancer. Was a time when it was really hard to focus on the work. And then time tracking literally saved me, my career maybe. But I always thought that I could make it better. And a couple of years ago when COVID pandemic started, I thought, yeah, it's a great shift in working from home, you know, like people start working from home, not going to the office. It was a story when I was alone in the huge co-working space for 70 people. Actually, it was two of us, me and my colleague, and we sit in front of each other and there were no one else. And I thought, yeah, we need somehow to coordinate our efforts. And therefore, we came back to this idea with new technologies, new approach. And now it's a real thing.
Awesome. So how many customers do you have using your platform today?
Not so much. We've just started and we are just gaining popularity. We still do not do a lot of advertising because mostly we test on our friends and colleagues, and so far we get quite nice feedback on it. So it's mostly like us, our friends, people who work in the same space in Lithuania and Vilnius mostly. But we are getting some interest from India, from Pakistan, countries with large IT communities, and we see how people look to solve this problem, because it's always important to know how your colleagues who are not in your office are working on the same tasks, on the solving of the problems in general, and this software definitely helps.
For sure. So in terms of, so like essentially like you're saying that an ideal customer is somebody that's sort of in your position, right? Somebody that's in the software development space, but is running a remote team to make sure that there is alignment between the remote employees.
Yeah, we target, first of all, software development companies, creative agencies, and people who work on projects in general. Those are our people, and we think they would need our product more, and then the rest will follow, because it's like a universal product useful in other businesses as well. But for now, we target IT and creative spheres.
Awesome. So In terms of like you mentioned that you just launched, it's more been like word of mouth, not really like any advertising. But what are some of your goals for 2024? Are you planning on running ads, outbound, more cold email? Like, what is your vision for the products for 2024?
I think we would like to get at least 10,000 organizations on our platform. And organization doesn't mean that those are alone people or single entities, because organizations can consist of hundreds of people. But we anyways think that organization is a kind of main unit for us, and therefore 10,000 would be a very nice figure at this moment.
For sure. But in terms of how much you're charging, right? Like, is it per user per month? And also, like, what does the pricing look like if somebody wanted to purchase the software for their company?
Yeah, but people are definitely interested, and we are proposing a discount price when many well-established competitors, they simply rise the price. And it was obvious that for the last years, so many companies just send email notifications, guys, we need to keep our service standards very high, and therefore we will bump up 20%, 25%. And we do not see big need to raise this price right away. Plus, we offer quite generous free tier to see how people work on our platform to gather data, because data in general is a key in such software. Because through data, we see many things which are not obvious for many, even for myself. When I see at my data how I work during the day, I say, damn, I spend that much time on distractors. I need to be better. I have aim to be better. And then the next day again. So it's not so easy, but data is a key, and we do not see that high prices could be really beneficial both for us and for our customers.
For sure. So I guess like what, I mean, do you have current pricing for somebody, like if somebody watching this was interested, like do you have current pricing on the website, like area and
Yeah.
ballpark?
It's 2 euro, so it's like 230 to 15 US dollars, I guess. And this is quite low compared to most of
So
the
that's two, so it's
competitors.
230 per user per month.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So in terms of like, your current business, right? Like what, I guess, like you mentioned, obviously, like, pricing and things like that. But I guess just besides that, like, and getting 10,000 customers, like, what are you going to do to get those 10,000 customers? Are you planning on running ads or doing cold email? Or I guess, like, what is kind of getting in the way of you getting all those signups?
Yeah, we have several channels. We work very active in LinkedIn, because this is a very good business platform, and we see our target audience precisely here. And direct contact helps a lot there, because we gain the followers base. We make direct contact with the people, offering them our solution, and in general talking about this problem, because awareness is also a very important thing. And we have two polar opinions. Some people say, yeah, we really need to keep a track on everything and be precise. And some people say, no, it's like Big Brother is watching on you, and we never do it with our people. Yeah, so first off, this is LinkedIn plus cold email, of course, when we can just start the conversation. And we have some good friends in Lithuania who run a startup for cold email. They do it on a new basis. We cooperate with
Right.
them to send something. We write blogs. We are trying to participate in podcasts and YouTube channels, interviews. Thank you for inviting, by the way. And yeah, doing our best to reach our customers, our target audience.
For sure. So obviously for this year, you're focused on software development and marketing, or I guess creative agencies. But in the future, like, do you feel like there's other industries where your product could add a lot of value?
Yeah, it's a universal product. Even in construction industry, it could be very good in terms of usage. Because you see, we compare this product with fitness applications. If you ever used Strava or something like this, when you know exactly how many steps did you do within the day, etc., etc., and basically, it's both for field work or for office work, where you need either your geolocation and things where you visited or where you worked during the day, or if you sit at the computer, what applications did you use? How was your active at the keyboard? Did you use Zoom or Skype or Microsoft Teams on whatever? And it's really an interesting picture. And after that, you can make a decision. What did you write? What did you wrong? And maybe how you can improve.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question. I think I thought it would be much easier to get an attention. And it appears that getting an attention is harder and harder throughout the years. Like about 10 years ago, when I produced themes for content management systems, it was so easy to do something and get a lot of followers, people who love you and say, "Hey, we love your work." But right now, it's extremely hard to get any attention, and especially attention of your target audience. You literally need to have not only the best product, but also have a buzz around your product and maybe a lot of good luck to get noticed.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
We really hope that people start enjoying the product. And if you know this term, when product sells itself, this is ideal thing for us when we will have a product which beloved by people. And if it will happen, then we can focus mostly on creative stuff, like developing new features, because this is the kind of creativity I'm looking for. We're looking for how we improve, how we can make it not only for time tracking, but for office life in general, because we are focused on work related, and we have a vision not only for Spectra time, but for Spectra work. When it will be relations between teams or relations in the team, and how a cooperation happens on a larger scale. And maybe in a year, if we will have not only Spectra time, but Spectra work in general, it would be really great.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
The website is spectrotime.com, and you can find us on LinkedIn as Spectrotime. So it's so easy. And even if you Google Spectrotime, you will find us on the first line.
Awesome. Well, Eugene, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.